Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, God of conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. My glory not in my life to thee. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My glory not in my life to thee. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in danger. My Lord, in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah. Satan, you are defeated. My Lord, not in life to be. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. My Lord, not in life to be. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in danger. My love is not in my life to thee. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the devil. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My love remains in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My love remains my life to be. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the devil. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in trouble. My love remains my life to be. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My loveliness in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. Satan, you are in danger. I got remain in life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in danger. My love remain in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My love remains in my life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus conquer the devil. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in trouble. My Lord in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in danger. My Lord in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered sickness. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in trouble. I love him in my life today. Our Lord in this world today. Jesus in our life today. Our God in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus comes to the world. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in danger. Glory in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. Glory in our life today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. Our God in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in trouble. Our God in our life today. Jesus in my life today. Holy Ghost in our life today. Jesus in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, sister, you are in danger. Our God in our life today. Our God in my life today. Jesus in my life today. Holy Ghost in our life today. Our God in our life today. Jesus in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Peter, you are in danger. Our God in our life today. Our God in our life today. Jesus in our life today. Holy Ghost in your life today. Jesus in your life today. Holy Ghost in our life today. Our God in our life. Jesus reign in our life. Holy Ghost reign in our life today. Jesus reign in this world today. Satan is in trouble today. Holy Ghost reign in our life. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today. We ask that you will bless us today. Oh, God, send your word to save, to heal, to deliver, to bless your people today. God, we thank you because you made all things work together for good for us. What the devil thought to be our problem, you made it a stepping stone. In the name of Jesus, oh God, speak your word to your people today. Let your word have a place in our lives and make us doers of your words and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, arise in our life among us. And let our enemies be destroyed, our enemies to perish, our enemies be disgraced forever in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God, arise and let our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise my enemies is scattered, let Jesus arise. Ah, my enemies is scattered, oh God arise. Ah, my enemies is scattered, oh God arise. Ah, God arise, and our enemies is scattered. Oh Jesus arise, and our enemies is scattered. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise. Our God arise and our enemies be scattered. Oh Jesus, arise and my enemies be scattered. Holy Ghost, arise and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Amen. Send it up, Buya. Abram to Jesus. Yes, Yahweh, way maker. Make a way now where there's no way. Open those doors, open those gates, open those gates. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth now. Open those ears to hear your word. Ephatabiopo, let the King of Glory come in. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, give us an open heaven. Let there be an outpouring of your spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace to save, to heal, and to deliver. In the name of Jesus Christ. We receive your logos today, O God. We receive your rhema. We receive your word from heaven. Yes, Lord, speak your word that gives life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and Safety Ministries of the Jesus Christ Mission. This is your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Yes, we thank God today. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We thank God for his love, his goodness. God is love. The devil is hate and wickedness. And we thank God for his word. Today, God is calling his people to a time of prayer and intercession. God asked me to put this message out there for everyone to hear what the Spirit is saying at this time. That prayer is needed right now for the whole world to experience peace and love and unity and oneness. Because the devil is a thief again, John 10:10, the devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, it says, if I shut up the heaven and there is no rain, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and come from their wicked ways, God said, I will heal the land. Oh yes, God is very willing to heal our nation and bring peace and love and unity to our nation. But we Christians must pray and intercede and travail and prevail in prayer. We need to bind the devil, bind Satan from our land and from our nation. We need to command the devil to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ, because the devil is out there trying to manipulate the whole world into another third world war. We had the first world war. One man caused the first world war. Just one man. After that managed to finish. After a couple of years, thousands of people died all over the world. There was famine, there was hunger, there was lack and want and diseases and all kind of problems that came out of the First World War. And there was peace for some time until Adolf Hitler of Germany came again and then caused another Second World War, which was very terrible. Another thousands of people died all over the world, bombings and killings and shootings and destruction of life and property. And that passed. That took some years. And all these things bring instability and economic disaster to the nations of the earth. If wars have never been a blessing. Oh, no. If people haven't seen war, that invites war. People have seen war. They don't want to see it again. Oh, no. You don't have to see it a second time. I was a young boy in primary school when Nigeria fought the Biafra War, and what I saw with my eyes, I said, God, I shouldn't see this again. We shouldn't see this one more time. For the first time, as a young boy, I was seeing armored cars. I was seeing guns. I was seeing machine guns. I was seeing, we went to school in the morning, primary school then. Young boy, I was not up to 20 years yet. And we were in primary school, Baptist primary school. Yes, I remember. It was early morning. All of a sudden, armored cars and war bands and vehicles. We're passing the front of our school, the main road passing to Warri, there's a seat, and then go on to Lagos. And that was the first time I was seeing a jet bomber and jet fighter. I've never seen anything like that. It was terrible. I mean, what is the meaning of this? I didn't understand. As a young boy, so they were telling me the war has started, the Nigerian Biafra War, and people are running to the bush, people are running into the forest, people are passing from the city, they are running into villages and so on. My mother took us, we ran into some villages to go and hide somewhere, and it was not long, hearing bombs and shootings and killings and see planes flying in the air to go and throw bombs, and then people, they are shooting at the plane. The planes are flying to go and throw bombs, and some other people are shooting the plane, boom, boom, boom. And then we're seeing armored cars, we're seeing mortars, all kinds of war equipment. And that was even back then. That was even in the 50s. I remember Nigerian Civil War was in the 50s into the early 70s, 30 months. That's 3.5 years, 30 months of war. And it was very ugly. That was the first time I was seeing war before my very eyes. So the first time as a young boy in primary school, it was terrible. Not to talk of now that there is so much technology, there's so much weaponry, so much instruments, you know, and I heard of submarines for the first time. Submarines that can travel under the water and then go into another country and then do all kind of damages and so on. Then later, we're told of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, and all those bombings that killed so many people, and a lot of destruction of life and property that took place, just wickedness, man's inhumanity to man. Now, the devil is the one that is interested in this. It is not Jesus Christ. Jesus came to give us peace, came to give us life and life more abundantly. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I leave to you, my peace I give unto you. And when Jesus was born, the angel came and announced the peace on earth, goodwill to all men. That was the announcement when Jesus was born. The Prince of Peace has been born. He came to give us peace, peace like a river. And that peace like a river, that peace like a river, that peace like a river in my soul. And that joy like a river, that peace like a river, and that peace like a river in my soul. You got peace like an ocean, you got peace like an ocean. Got peace like an ocean in your soul. You got peace like an ocean. You got peace like an ocean. You got peace like an ocean in your soul. I tell you, God is calling everyone of the world. Christians all over the world, God is calling you to a time of prayer. Wherever you are, in your home, in your car, in your vehicle, at place of work, at your business premises, in the church, in the ministry, wherever you are, you need to go into prayer right now for peace to reign on earth. For love and peace and unity to reign in this world, we need to pray it down because the devil is walking over time. The devil wants to plunge the whole world into another third world war. Listen to me. Satan wants to push the whole world into a third world war. And he's already doing it, you know, gradually. The nations are lined up. They are dividing. The whole world is dividing into two blocks. Now the whole world is dividing into two blocks, and then they are going to clash. And the clash is already in the air. It's already in the air. If we don't pray, please listen to me. If we take this thing as a joke and Christians don't pray hard, it will be worse than any other war you ever that we ever had in this whole world. It will be worse because this time around, all the nations, they have nuclear. Several nations all over the world right now, they have their nuclear power and they are ready to go. As I'm talking to you, look at the news. Go to YouTube, go to the news, get the news and find out what is going on. It is exactly true for the every nation now is getting, they are getting nuclear, they are getting ready now for anarchy and catastrophe and mass world destruction. I tell you, it's not going to be anything good at all. This is not a blessing. And only one person is causing all this confusion. Only one man, Vladimir Putin of Russia, is causing all this confusion, all this problem. Only one person is causing all this problem. You see, it shouldn't be like this at all. It shouldn't be this way. Now, gas prices went up because of all this fighting, and because gas prices have gone up, then all other prices have gone up, and then there is inflation right now. You know, some people can't even afford 3 square meals. Some people can't even buy things. Some people can't even buy gas. Some people can't even pay things. They can't even do this. They can't even do that. All because there is inflation. The prices of things have gone up unnecessarily. And the salaries are still the same old salaries, and they are not able to cater for the needs. And all this confusion, you know, is all wrecked. This is not the will of God. God did not want us to be restless and be without peace and joy and love and unity. This is Satan. John 10:10. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life, a life abundantly. Christians all over the world, you need to rise up and begin to bind that evil spirit of Satan, that blood-shedding spirit, that spirit of destruction that is coming against the earth. Let's begin to bind them right now and pull down the strongholds and the power that has exalted themselves against the knowledge of God. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places that are manipulating men, manipulating the whole world, trying to knock nations against nations, knock, you know, kingdoms against kingdoms, dividing the world into two partitions. And this half is fighting this half, and it is destruction of life and property. This is not the will of God. This is Satan in action. And Christians all over the world, if you don't take this seriously and start praying right now, I tell you, it's going to be worse. Worse than anything you ever seen before. Because right now, the technology that is available right now is enough to destroy the whole world in 1 minute. Have you ever heard of drones? Drones. These are new equipment that can do more damage than a jet bomber or a jet fighter. They can do even more damage. Have you heard of robot soldiers, robot army? All those things are now coming into play. Different types of things. You know, these are satanic and devilish, you know, things that the devil is pushing out there. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly. Christians all over the world, God is calling you to prayer and intercession. Wherever you are, begin to pray right now for peace to reign on earth. Start praying right now for the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God to reign on earth. Begin to bind the forces of evil, satanic and demonic powers that are working in the minds of men, in the minds of Vladimir Putin, using him, Satan, using him to cause all this confusion for the whole world. We need to come against our spirit in the name of Jesus. We got to bind that demon, that witchcraft-free, blood-drinking president, blood-drinking man who called themselves president. We cast that demon from their life. We rebuke you, Satan. Lose your grip and hold from these people. Yes, Jesus is Lord over the whole earth. The devil has no place. The kingdom of God must rule and reign supreme on earth. Yes, Jesus has reigned all over the whole world. The devil has no right to bring confusion and bring restlessness and bring trouble and evil. Satan, you have no power. You have no strength to do that. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus has brought us peace and love and joy. Jesus has brought us unity and love on earth. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus begins to reign over the earth. Yes, Jesus will have your way. Let the devil be put aside. God, we cast it. We cast it. We cast the powers of God. We cast all the principles of power. We draw wicked and happy. We cast you, Satan. We rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus all over the world. The blood of Jesus all over the world. The blood of Jesus all over the world. We say to the earth, peace be still. Jesus is saying to the whole world, peace be still. Yes, there must be peace in the name of Jesus. The owner of peace said, peace be still. There must be peace. In the name of Jesus, there must be love and unity and oneness and singleness of heart. In the name of Jesus, Satan, get out of the way. The Lord rebuke you, demon. The Lord rebuke you, witchcraftery. And occultic and diabolical forces. The Lord rebuke you, spirit of death. Apollyon and vampire. Blood-sucking demons. The Lord rebuke all of you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take over the earth right now. The earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Satan has no earth to rule. Jesus is the owner of the earth. The earth belongs to the Lord. Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. So the devil does not own nothing. Satan, you don't own anything. Why will you come and cause problems and confusion and wars and fighting and, you know, instead of people think about how they can help their nation? You say you are a president. Why don't you think of helping the people of your country? Why don't you think of ministering to the needs of the people of your country? You heap millions and billions and billions of dollars, euro money and pound sterling and everything. You heap all of them. You go and buy a nuclear and buy a war machines and buy a submarine and buy employ people to go and die. And all those stuff. You don't have to. You know, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you go to heaven when you die. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Why not come to Jesus? Jesus is calling you today to a life of prayer and intercession. Bible says, pray for one another that you might be healed. You need to pray for your nation. Pray for your president. Pray for the people of your country. For peace and love and joy to reign and rule supreme. That the devil will not take over and start causing wars and confusion and blood shedding. In the name of Jesus, the love of God is what we need in this world today. We don't need hatred. We don't need fighting. We don't need war. We don't need confusion. We don't need bombing. We don't need nuclear power. We don't need all of the other things that are condemned. In the name of Jesus. They are trash. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no nuclear fighting, no nuclear bombing. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God shall reign on earth. The love of God must reign on earth. Oneness and singleness of heart must reign on earth. Yes, the earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. The world and its people belong to Jesus. Satan, you have no place for you to come in and cause wars and fighting and shooting and bombing and nuclear and all these things. You don't need any of those things. All you need is Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. You repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked ways, from your evil ways, and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it come into your life and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Why will you go into wars and fighting and killing and shooting? That's not your profession. God did not create you to be a warmonger, somebody looking for wars to go and fight. That's not who God has created you to be. God has created you to love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. You want to think about the evil you want to do to Ukraine, evil you want to do to us, evil you want to do to your neighbor. That's not what it's all about. God said it's war. Love your neighbor as yourself because God is love. Oh yes, there must be love in your heart. You can have hatred in your heart. go to hellfire. If you are thinking of hate fighting and killing and shooting and destruction, thou shalt not kill. That is the law of God. God said his word, thou shalt not kill. Why are you thinking of bombing and submarine and jet bombers and jet fighters, nuclear bombs and nuclear and all this? Why are you thinking of those type of evil? Are you Satan? Satan is the one who has come to steal, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Why don't you follow Jesus Christ so that you can have eternal life? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yes, let his word of God dwell in you richly. Yes, hallelujah. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I want to pray with you right now. And I'm believing God to touch your heart and touch your life. And as many all over the world that the devil is pushing to go and fight the world, please, you got to repent. You got to turn away from those wicked ways, wicked evil ways of killing and destruction of life and property. You have to follow Jesus Christ. I'm making your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. And we pray that this word of God shall find a place in you, that you shall be a doer of this word and not just here alone. In the name of Jesus. Elijah, I will love you. And we say, God bless you all abundantly. You can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110, or you can email us. We're ready to pray with you and counsel you, text us, WhatsApp, and then we're going to pray and minister to you, and God will be blessing you. Thank you so much for listening. The Lord bless you all abundantly. We're going to have another section again tomorrow. Please forward this message to as many people you know. Email it to them. Text it out. Tweet it out, share it, and let it go viral. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let your word have place in the life of the people. Make them do us and not just hear us alone. Bless your people today. Through your word, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Know the name I know.